really exceptionally grateful to you, Maharaj, for so kindly showering your mercy upon us. Everyone, please let us reciprocate by showing our gratitude to Srila Puri Maharaj.
दिवस है कि आज यही जगन्नाथ खेत रही है और काल रथ यात्रा प्रारंभ हुआ। अभी जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा का रथ तीनों रथ यहाँ खड़ी है। तो जगन्नाथ नीलाचल को छोड़ दे के ये सुंदराचल को आए हैं। ये सुंदराचल है और वही नीलाचल है, वो द्वारका प्रकाश है और ये वृंदावन का प्रकाश है। अभी वृंदावन में जैसा कुरुक्षेत्र में जब सूर्य पराग हुआ था तब ब्रजवासियों सब उधर आए थे और वहां से ब्रजभूमि से द्वारका से कृष्ण अपना सपरिवार लेके कुरुक्षेत्र आए। कुरुक्षेत्र में पंच ब्रह्म ह्रद में स्नान करते हैं, बड़ा विराट सूर्य पराग लूनर एक्लिप्स हुआ था। तब ब्रजवासी सब गए, नंद महाराज गए और गोपियों भी गए थे। ये गोपियों कृष्ण को दर्शन किया। कृष्णा मैजेस्टिक स्टाइल है, जो अभी बहुत हाथी घोड़ा रथ और परिवार और सेवक असंख्य, जो ये गोपियों कृष्ण दर्शन किया, कहा कि कृष्णा अब तो हमारी प्राणनाथ है, हम भी आपका दासी, परंतु हम इधर आपको दर्शन करके इतना खुश नहीं हो सकते, मैं आनंद नहीं हो सकता है। आप कृपा करके वृंदावन आइए और ये मयूर पिंछ धारण कीजिए, मुरली बजाइए और नटवर वेश धारण करने से हमको बहुत आनंद मिलेगा। तो इसलिए कृष्ण को श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा भाव ज्योति से वर्णित, राधा का भाव प्रकाश करते हैं और कृष्ण को ले आते हैं और भजन करते करते फिर शिव आ जाते हैं। और ये कीर्तन इतना आनंद होता है कि जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा अपना रथ को रोक लेते हैं और जितना आदमी हाथी चलाने से भी वो नहीं चलते, अपने खुश जब होगा तब चलते। महापुरुष सात संप्रदाय, सात संप्रदाय संकीर्तन है। एक पिछू है, एक साइड में दो, साइड में दो है और सामने चार है। तो ये सात संप्रदाय में एक गायक, एक महिला गायक और एक नृत्यकर्ता, नृत्य करने वाली और गाने वाली पहले और जिसको बाद पाला, पांच सात दस आदमी रहती। तो महाप्रभु सब संप्रदाय में जाके कीर्तन करते हैं, इतना स्पीड में महाप्रभु कीर्तन करते हैं। सब संप्रदाय समझते हैं कि हमारी संप्रदाय में महाप्रभु कीर्तन कर रहे हैं, परंतु नहीं, महाप्रभु चला गए उधर। तो ये जो भाव है, जैसा रास क्रीड़ा में सब गोपियों समझते हैं कृष्ण मेरे साथ, और भोजन लीला में जब भोजन लीला भाव बच्चे को साथ भी भोजन करते हैं तब सब आदमी खाते, खाना देते हैं। जो साइड में बैठा वो भी देता है, जो पेशो बैठा वो भी देता है और सबका ही भोजन करते हैं। ये अद्भुत है, ये अद्भुत लीला, ये रास लीला जैसा अद्भुत है और ये लीला भी अद्भुत है। संकीर्तन रास है, महाप्रभु का संकीर्तन रास। महाप्रभु इतना स्पीड भ्रमण करते हैं, सात संप्रदाय में भ्रमण करते हैं, सब समझते हैं कि हमारे संप्रदाय में है महाप्रभु, और ये सामने संप्रदाय में नहीं यही समझते हैं। तो महाप्रभु ने इतना प्रभाव विस्तार किया है, जैसा रास क्रीड़ा ये संकीर्तन रास है। संकीर्तन रास में महाप्रभु का उल्लास, क्यों मैं कृष्ण भगवान को वृंदावन ले जा रहा हूँ, ये आनंद। जब महाप्रभु रथ जगन्नाथ बाहुड़ा रथ जब होगा वापस जा रहे, महाप्रभु इतना उल्लास नहीं, क्यों महाप्रभु यहाँ वृंदावन छोड़ के चल जाते, इसलिए संकीर्तन में उतना आनंद नहीं। हाँ संकीर्तन होता है परंतु आनंद नहीं। अब जब पुण्यचा में जब जगन्नाथ को ले आते हैं, चलो जगन्नाथ मेरे साथ चलो, सुंदराचल वृंदावन जैसा है, नारियल गाछ, फूल गाछ, ये बहुत किस्म का गाछ है, ये सब देखे महाप्रभु बड़ा खुश होता है, आनंद होता है। ये आप यहाँ बैठे हैं, ये गुप्त वृंदावन है, महाप्रभु नौ रोज यहाँ रहते हैं। ये स्थान अपने गुरु को राजा साहब दान कर दिया, तो वही गुरु ये हमको बेचा, तो ये स्थान पवित्र स्थान, ये इतना बड़ा पवित्र स्थान और यहाँ आसपास नहीं है। तो ये स्थान में ये जो भजन कीर्तन, महात्मा का जो भजन कीर्तन, कृष्ण वर्णम दिशा कृष्णम संगो बंगास्त्र पार्षद संकीर्तन प्राय जजंती ही सुमेह दस, जो आदि महाप्रभु संकीर्तन प्रवर्तक श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य, ये संकीर्तन कौन प्रवर्तन किया, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु, संकीर्तन पिता श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य। संकीर्तन क्या है, नृत्य गान और बाजा, बजाओ गान गाओ और नाच करो, ये कुछ संकीर्तन का। बहु भीड़ मिलित, बहुत आदमी इकट्ठे होके एक तात्पर्य पर होके एक उद्देश्य में जो भजन करते हैं, इसको संकीर्तन कहा जाता है। यही संकीर्तन आज सारा दुनिया में जा रहा, क्यों, ये महाप्रभु का आदेश है, महाप्रभु का पृथ्वी ते अथ जो नवराधिग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार हैवे मोर नाम, महाप्रभु का आदेश है, कहा कि पृथ्वी में जितना जागा है, ग्राम है, शहर है, नगर है, समूचा सब स्थान में मेरे नाम प्रचार होगा। अभी हमारे पूज्य स्वामी महाराज भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज ये जो उपकार किए हैं, ये नाम संकीर्तन प्रचार किए, सारा दुनिया में नाम संकीर्तन प्रचार हो गया। और महाप्रभु को जो संकल्प था कि सर्वत्र प्रचार हो गए मरना, ये हो रहा। और भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर देखें कि भविष्य में बहुत यूरोप देश, अमेरिका जैसे गोरा व्हाइट पीपल आके यहाँ डांस करेंगे, नाम करेंगे, ये तो ठीक था नहीं है। अभी ये महाप्रभु का जो इच्छा है वो इच्छा पूर्ण। कृष्णो कीर्तन गान नर्तन परो प्रेमामृतम्भो निधि धीरा धीर जन प्रियो प्रिय करो निर्मत स्वरूप श्री चैतन्य कृपा भरो भुवि भुवो भारावहं तारक वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजीव श्रीजीव गोपाल श्रीजीव गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी और ये समस्त छह गोस्वामी नहीं है, बहुत गोस्वामी है, सब गोस्वामी से मुख्य छे तो बहुत गोस्वामी थे। ये गोस्वामी ये सब हमेशा नाम संकीर्तन करना, हे राधे ब्रज देवी के जललिते, हे नंद सुनो गुत श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद बदले कालिंद बन्ये कुत घोषंतावि सर्वतो ब्रजपुरे खेदैर महाविभळु वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजगो श्रीजी गोपाल। से भ्रमण करते हैं, कहाँ है तुम, कहाँ है ओ कालिंदी और गोवर्धन गिरी और गिरिधारी कहाँ है, और जितने समूचा वृंदावन ब्रजमंडल है सब ब्रजमंडल भ्रमण करते हैं और ढूंढ रहते हैं कि कहाँ है सब कृष्ण कहाँ है। जो चिट्ठी में है जे कोगता जदुपते कोगता मथुरा बुरी रघुपते कोगतर उत्तर पोषण रूप गोस्वामी को रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी को चिट्ठी भेजे हैं। सनातन गोस्वामी तब जेल में है तो ये लिखे हैं चिट्ठी में ओपन लेटर, क्योंकि वो बंदी है राजबंदी, वो लेटर सीक्रेट नहीं रहना, जो ओपन लेटर में लिखे हैं जगपते कोगता मथुरापुरी रघुपते कोगता उत्तर कोशला रघुपति कहाँ है, उत्तर कोशला और जो अयोध्या वो भी कहाँ है, और मधुपति मधुपुरा ए मथुरा कहाँ है, और मथुरा मन को स्थिर करो। और कोई सत्य नहीं, संसार सब अनित्य है, सब छूट जा रहे, तो तुम अभी जेल से छूट आओ यही बात है, छूट आओ यही कहने को नहीं होगा। एक तो रघुपति कहाँ चले गए और से जस वही रघुपति कहाँ है और उत्तर कौशल अयोध्यापुरी कहाँ है, यदुपति कृष्ण कहाँ है और उस मथुरापुरी कहाँ है, यही सीखा गया कहाँ है। इसको ओपन लेटर कोई भी अर्थ नहीं कर सकता, ये रूप गोस्वामी का वाक्य है, ये मत सनातन गोस्वामी को अर्थ हो गया कि जल्दी जल्दी वहाँ से निकल आओ यहाँ भूखों में। तो ऐसा है कि आप ये भजन संकीर्तन जीव को उपकार करना हरिनाम संकीर्तन, क्यों और सूक्ष्म शरीर को मन बुद्धि अहंकार को उपकार करना नहीं, उपकार करना आत्मा, यही आत्मज्ञान आत्मा विषय आत्मा का भक्ति है। सबई पुंसांग परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रघोक्षति अहि तुकी अप्रतिहता ये आत्मा सुप्रसीद। ये आत्मा प्रसन्नता कैसा होगा, आत्मा प्रसन्नता होना ये बड़ा कठिन बात है। सब समझते हैं मन मन जब खुश हो गया तब आत्मा खुश हो जाएगा? नहीं, मन खुश होने से आत्मा खुश नहीं होगा। तब इसलिए आत्मा ये भागवत में कोई पुंसान परो धर्म, सब जीवों को श्रेष्ठ धर्म क्या है? जतो भक्ति अधोक्षत, अधोक्षत क्या है? अधकृतम इंद्रियजम ज्ञान, जो भगवान है ऐ भगवान को समझ में आना बड़ा कठिन है। नायमात्मा प्रवचन लभ्य न मे धया न बहुना सृचेन जमे वैश वृणुते तेन लभ्य तस्य आत्मा विवृणुते अधोक्षत अधोक्षत। एक ज्ञान है अधोक्षत ज्ञान और अपराकृत ज्ञान, और इसको नीचे और परोक्ष ज्ञान, और इसके नीचे प्रत्यक्ष प्रत्यक्ष ज्ञान। ये प्रत्यक्ष परोक्ष अपरोक्ष अधोक्षत और अपराकृत। तो हम अधोक्षत ज्ञान का ऊपर में हैं, अधोक्षत ज्ञान अपराकृत ज्ञान है। जो अपराकृत ज्ञान में कृष्ण भगवान, ये जो कृष्ण भगवान सब विभुज गोष्ठे समस्तं हि तत् सर्वानंदमयं मुकुंददयितं लीलानुकूलं परम। अभी गोष्ठ जो गोलोक है, गोलोक में यहाँ जो है सब गोलोक है, ये सब वहाँ जो है सब यहाँ है। ये अपराकृत, ये अपराकृत में सब मनुष्य मनुष्य हैं, पशु हैं, पक्षी हैं, सांप हैं, बैंग हैं, और ये जो हाथी हैं, घोड़ा हैं, सब गोष्ठी समझते हैं तत्, और मनुष्य भी हैं। अभी ये जो जगत एज इट इज, अभी ये परवर्टेड रिफ्लेक्शन, परवर्टेड रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ गोलोक। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ परवर्टेड रिफ्लेक्शन? परवर्टेड रिफ्लेक्शन सब उल्टा। आप पानी में खड़ा होके देखेंगे अपना सिर नीचे में और पैर ऊपर नहीं है, उल्टा। और वहाँ भोक्ता एक है और यहाँ भोक्ता बहु है, इसलिए कंपटीशन है। एक एवरीबॉडी सेल्फिश यार, वहाँ सेल्फिशनेस नहीं है, सब सब सेवक हैं। एक सेव्य है भगवान कृष्ण, सोल एंजॉयर कृष्ण। बट हियर इफ वी वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय देन दिस इज द वर्ल्ड। दी एंजॉय गीता से अहम ही सर्वज्ञानां भोक्ता च प्रभुरेवच, आई एम द सुप्रीम मास्टर, आई एम द सोल एंजॉयर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। इफ वी वॉन्ट टू कॉम्पीट हिम देन दिस विल बिकम ए वर्ल्ड। बट if we know that as it is Vaikuntha, it is Goloka, where the master is one and the servants are many. Here master is no master, everybody wants to be a master, everybody becomes to be a master, nobody servant, no servant here. When servant understands that it is my duty to serve my master, then only devotion can be realized. That is called adhokshata. Adhokshata means through our material senses, our limited senses, through our eyes, through our ears, through our nose, through our tongue, and through our mind, or through our ego, or touch through our skin, we cannot understand the Lord. So he is called adhokshata. It is beyond our conception. Krishna consciousness is cannot be understood by, realized by these limited senses. You cannot understand it. Let Nayamatma Pravachan, by mere discussing, by argument, you cannot understand it. By having a beautiful brain and intelligent people, and a linguist, and a philosopher, world philosopher, he knows Western, Eastern philosophies, he cannot understand. Who can understand? who surrenders to him. And if the Lord accepts him, then only he will reveal himself to you. Lord must reveal, he must reveal himself. We cannot forcibly bring him down and realize him. We have no strength, mental strength, physical strength, or any other social strength or financial strength. No. Even the greatest scientists, they cannot say about the Lord. We must be blessed by the Lord. That is called Adhokshada. And Adhokshada, we must bless us. The Lord must bless us. What is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness, material consciousness, property consciousness, and physical consciousness, and financial consciousness. This is untruth. Truth, which has no present tense and which has no past tense and no future. Truth is always truth. In future, ahameva asamagre, nanyat tat sadasat param, paschadaham jadetaccha, yogasishyeta sosnyaham. The first revelation of the Lord to Brahma, who performed penance for 1,000 years. He could not understand where from he has come, who is his parent, who are his parents, and where from he has come, he doesn't know. To realize that he performed tapas. In that tapas, Lord appeared before him and told him, Ahameva asamagre, I was at the beginning, I am now, and I will be in future after the total destruction. I alone, I was alone, I am alone, I will be alone. So I bless you. He put his hand on the head of Brahman and said, Javanaha Jatabhava, about me and my about relationship and my power or my physical activities or mental activities or spiritual activities, you can able to understand. I bless you. Ahameva Javanaham Jatabhava Yadrupa. The beauty, guna, and all the qualities, about my qualities, about my duty, about my existence, guna karmaka, and about my activities of the past times, you can understand as it is. I bless you. When he put his hand on the head of Brahma immediately from his four faces, he repeated Vedas. He inside inspired him, outside blessing. And now he is repeating Rug Veda from one face, and Yajur Veda from another face, and Sama Veda from third face, and from the fourth face, Atharva Veda. Then the creation started. This is the proper knowledge that was told in Srimad Bhagavat. Bhagavat says, Lord cannot be understood. He can be understood only when he reveals himself. When he reveals, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a great scholar, as a young, as about 14 or 15 years, very strong scholar. He defeated almost all the scholars. And now, when he went to Gaya and took initiation from Ishwarapuri, and he told 100 followers, his students, that I am not returning to Navadvip, I will go to Vrindavan. I am in search of Krishna. I don't want to discuss this language or grammar or any other subject. I am not going to discuss. I will go. Then they said, you please stay for 1 or 2 years so that we can complete our studies. Then you can go. No, I cannot stay even 1 minute. So while all were sleeping, he was also sleeping. Everybody thought he was sleeping. But in the midnight, he went away. He was away. He has gone several kilometers. Early in the morning, then said, Mahaprabhu, no? How? Then again Mahaprabhu returned after sunrise, some 2 or 3 years, three hours after. So he said, he went to back to Navadvip, but there also he said, I'm not going to teach you this. Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi, now you have studied. Now the final position of Vidya is to be a Bhagavata, to be a devotee, to serve the Lord, to think of the Lord, to repeat the name of the Lord. Now you must do this. So many of the students, they left. He asked them, if you want to learn, you go to some other pandits. But those who want to follow me, he must come. So Gadadhar Pandit and others, they followed him. So like this, Mahaprabhu preached. He revealed himself. He revealed. Then people cannot understand him. They say he has gone mad. Because after always discussing grammar, grammatical news, always he has gone mad. So they wanted Sati Devi to apply oil on him. And he must be asked to sit in a oil tub. Because all coconut water must be given. His head has become very strong. Now Mahaprabhu then asked Srivas Pandit. When Srivas Pandit came there, then he said, Srivas Pandit ji, how is it? Please see my status. Am I mad? My mother is anxious, so please tell me. Then Srivas said, yes, that madness I want. So you are not mad. And he told mother, Sati Devi, mother, don't be afraid of that. Your boy will be a devotee. So from that day onwards, he changed his view and he became very humble. Till then, he was very, very strong, arrogant. Nobody can talk to him. If he talks anything, what do you know? Where did you learn this? Who is your guru? So always challenging. But now, with all obedience, he carries the asana of the pandits. He goes to Ganga and brings water in a pot for the pandit. And he cleans the cloth of Guru, the Vaishnavas, and put it on his shoulders and follow him to his house. Take his flower basket to his house. Like that, he was serving the Vaishnavas. Those Vaishnavas were astonished. A great scholar, he is doing this menial service. They were all astonished. They say, why do you do this menial service? Don't you know that unless I do service of Vaishnavas, I want to become a great Vaishnava. How can I become? And I say, serve you. I must serve. And Mahaprabhu never cared for the prestige. Never cared for prestige. Mahaprabhu, Trunadabhi Sunita, Karorabhi Sahishnu, Amani Manada. No Acharya spoke this. No Acharya has asked disciples to take a broom in your hand, brush, and a water pot, and come with me. The day Gundicha Mandir Marjan, Rasa Yatra, 30th day, 13th, all the Mandir, all Vaishnavas go and clean it. And Mahaprabhu, 200 Vaishnavas, he said, a broom, each given a broom and a water pot. So they must carry broom and clean it first, outside and inside the temple. And then they must bring water from Indradumna tank and clean it. So when it was completed, then Mahaprabhu said, many of you have not done well because you do not know how to take a broom in your hand and to clean it. Because naturally people, they are not accustomed to clean the house. Not like Europe. Everybody, there is no worker, no servant. Only, Hare Krishna, only. Hare Dao, Yabe, Samarit Bhai. Now, you please. You see, disturbance, these are all disturbance. These fellows have destroyed everything. The greatness of the country, greatness of the devotees, these fellows are destroying. So now Mahaprabhu, he began to preach by serving the devotees. And while performing Sankirtan, he gets hold of all the feet of the Vaishnavas and requests them, please remind me if I forget my service. When I forget my service as a servant, please remind me. Who am I? The same question was asked by Sanatana Goswami to Mahaprabhu. He says, Kayami, Kano Amai, Jare Tapatra, Lami, Nahi Buddhi, Koichi Hito Hai. Who you are, you do not know. You are a great scholar. You apply medical leave 15 days, 1 month, to Sansa Bhatsa and discuss all the sacred books and scriptures and Vedas, Upanishads with all great sound pandits and Brahmins and Vaishnavas. You do not know who you are. Yes, I know. I know, but apanara hita hita kichi nadan. Gramya vyabhara pandit. I am a great scholar. But actually, that scholarship, how far it is helpful to me, how far it give me relief, I do not know that. I am an administrator, first-class administrator. That is why when I asked the resignation, please allow me to resign, he said, no, if you will resign, my empire will be ruined. You must be there. If you want to resign, you will go to jail. So he was sent to jail. Then he said, Radha More Priti Kare Semora Bandhan. Yes. This Raja, this emperor likes me very much. It is only my bondage. It is not the prestige. No prestige there. No money consciousness there. He says, because I must follow him. I must do the worldly activities which I want to reject it and go in the service of the Lord and in search of the Lord. I will never spare my time now. So when he attended Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu told him, Jiveru Sarupahai Krishner Nityadas, Krishner Tatastasakti Bhema Bhema Prakas. So we are the Jivas, all of we Jivas. Our duty is to serve Master. Who is the Master? Master is Krishna. We must serve him. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnana. Jnanina tattva darshana. If you want sannasya guru, even Kaviraj Goswami says, diksha kale sishya karen atma samarpan. Sei deho kare tar siddhananda moy. Sei aprakita dehe de krishna charanasya. Now he must surrender to the guru. When he surrenders to the guru, then guru will accept him. When that surrender is complete, Guru must accept him as a disciple, and Guru will lead me to Krishna and take me to Krishna, because my Guru, as it is told, that Sakshat Haritvena Samastha Shastra Yurukta, he is equal to Hari, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. If Guru blesses, then we will be blessed. Without Guru's blessings, one cannot be a devotee. So we must know this philosophy. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is this: Cheto Darpana Marjana. And he says that Trunadabhi Sunincha Tarorapi Sahishnu Amani Mahananda Kirtan Yasada. You have to repeat Kirtan day and night. No use. First surrender, unconditional surrender. As in is Namata Bhakti also it is told, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Maranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Satsamatma Nivedanam. Iti Punsarpita Vishnu. We have to surrender to the Vishnu. No conditional surrender, unconditional surrender. No conditional. Surrender means unconditional. He says, who, Jamuna Acharya and Stotra Ratna, Saranagati was translated from his Stotra Ratna. He says, Namo Namo Bang Manasati Bhumaye, Namo Namo Bang Manasaika Bhumaye, Namo Namo Ananta Mahabhutaye, Namo Namo Ananta Dayaika Sinha. Na dharma nishtosti, na chatma vedi, na bhakti maan pracharanara binde, akinchano ananya gati sarana, parpada moolam saranam rapati. I have no karma, I have no knowledge, I have no devotion, I am a small insect-like, insignificant soul. I do not know anything. Please bless me, O Lord. You cannot be understood through mind and through tongue. The Guru cannot explain about the Lord through his tongue. The disciple cannot understand him through his mind. Vang mana agotara, vang mana agotara, vang mana cannot be understood. Yet, namo namo bang manasati bhumaye, namo namo bang manasika. Yet, the same subject must bless the Guru, and the Guru will repeat it. And the Guru must bless the disciple, and the disciple can understand through his mind. This is the process. That process should be magnified. That magnanimous stage, he can achieve it through that. Now, if we forget this surrender question, Trunagabhi Sunicha, Tarorapi Savishnu, Amani Mahanada. One must be humbler than a blade of grass. While doing Nama, we must repeat this. One must remember this. Tarorapi Savishnu, I must have tolerance like a tree. The tree will die, but never ask you water. Doing Nama, we must repeat this. One must remember this. Tarorapi Savishnu, I must have tolerance like a tree. The tree will die, but never ask you water. No. It will give you leaf, fruit, flower, and bark, or root, or trunk, anything you want. At any moment, if you want to cut it, it never rejects. It never repents. So, we must be like that. And Amani Mahanada, we must not crave for respect. We must give honor to others. We must give sufficient respect to all. Because Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hrudaye Seva Dhrudhishtha. Where is Ishvara? Ishvara is everywhere. And Prahlad says, boys, it is not difficult to worship Ishvara. Ishvara is in you, in me, everywhere is. So, Pranamat Dandavat Bhumu Astva Chandala Gokhara. So you must offer your Sathanga Pranam even to a dog. even to a dog eater, even to a murderer, even to a thief. Because Ishwar is there. So that conception should be established in everywhere. This Mahaprabhu's only teaching. Why Mahaprabhu has told you to take a broom? No Acharya ever told any disciple to take a broom. No broom, nobody touches a broom. But Mahaprabhu says, yeah, menial service. That service, when he saw the Raja Sahib, Pratabharudra, Raja Sahib was sweeping around the chariot, because Jagannath must come, and sprinkling the sandalwood paste water and camphor water, sprinkling and clean. And Mahaprabhu, when he saw the Raja Sahib, who may engage thousands of people for cleaning, he himself got that broom and cleaning. Yes, he is following my teaching. This is not my teaching, it is the teaching of all the revealed scriptures. That he is very, very, though in honorable position he has, he is emperor. Now emperor taking a broom is not necessary, but he is doing that. When he saw that, then his heart was little moved. Now he said, yes, I must give him darshan. Previously, Nityananda Prabhu, Amananda Rai, and Swarupa Damodar, and all other, this Bhattacharya, they were requesting that Raja is a devotee, they must bless him. Then, if you compel me, I will ask Govinda, let us go. Let us take someone who will go along now. I don't want. Why should I approach a king? What business I have? I want a little food. That food is available. Why should I approach? Why should I approach? And you want to take me to his palace? No, I don't want. Your suggestions, your recommendations, I don't want. I will go. From this place I will go. So such strictness he followed Mahaprabhu. And Trunad, he said, Trunad Vishunita. Murduni Kusumadap. He is very soft than a flower, very hard than a steel. And his conception in times very strong. He never compromised. No compromise. How there will be a compromise between a good and bad? How can you? And a reality and reality, there will be compromise, no compromise. Real truth and untruth, no compromise. No compromise. And that is why Mahaprabhu stood. He never wanted advertisement. He was there in that room, small room, for 18 years. Now so many people might have taken so many photos, and all worldwide it would have been preached. But nobody knows that Mahaprabhu was here. Only a few devotees know, nobody knows. So very difficult subject. Mahaprabhu, to know the Lord is very difficult. See, and what happened? He was rejected from the coast flock. They are sleeping just in front of the Lord's gate, Jagannath's gate. And there they saw the Mahaprabhu is alive. And his body is 10 feet long, only skeleton, like a figure. And sometimes they see this tortoise like, all hands and legs are visible. And he was in the sea for 7 hours or 8 hours, floating. Early in the morning, the fisherman bought him. Thought that a big fish I could have. He was very joyful. And when he dragged it ashore, he saw it caught When he touched the head, removing the net, now he sees Hare Krishna Govinda. Dancing. And these people, Surup Damodar, and all these people, they are in Satyam, Mahaprabhu. It is from here, 6 or 7 kilometers away. And now when they saw this fellow, and he is repeating Nama, what happened? Sir, I am a man of a big family, and I could not able to maintain my family. Today I thought I could get a lump sum money, a big fish I could catch. While I was dragging, I saw that he's a corpse. So when I touched the body, that the evil spirit entered into my body. Now it is creating disturbance. If you know some mantra, please give me. Then I will be free from the influence of the devil. Then Sarva Damodar gave a slap. Then it went away. Now he said, it is not devil, it is Lord Gauranga. Already I have seen number of times Lord Gauranga. He is not Gauranga. Come on, where is he? See. Now he was on the shore. Whole body is filled up with sand. And now white, body white. 6 hours in the Now they thought Mahaprabhu went away. So these bhaktas, they bent the body and no motion, no life. Then they slowly they were weeping and you know, the motion, they could see the limbs moving. And Mahaprabhu sat. Mahaprabhu said, what is the matter? That you are since last night, 10 o'clock, you are in this. And you see, now this fisherman has caught you. Oh, I have trouble, given you much trouble. So they walked into that place. That was the last entry. And after that, what happened? Nobody knows. Some say that he had the Gopinath temple. The Gopinath temple, Mahaprabhu went inside and performed Sankirtan. There he disappeared. We do not, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says some, it may be, he says, it may be, because the Lord's disappearance is not like human beings. Human beings, they may die, but Lord, he must disappear. He has no birth, he has no death. Just like Krishna was not born, Krishna appeared. On the Krishnashtami day, night, he appeared and inspired him to take him. He will become immediate born child. And that child you must take and place it in Gokula in the house of Nanda. And bring the child born to Yashoda, keep it here. And when comes to ask you, then say, he has to speak untruth. Yes, because it is Krishna's heart. So Krishna was not born. And at the time of death also, Krishna was not sought by that Jarasavara. When he saw early in the morning, saw some red feet and touch some deer must be there. Oh, he saw it, but at last he came to know that is Krishna. He came away and fall flat at his feet and requested him to bless him and kill him. Then he said, no, now the chariot has come. You sit in that chariot, go. He sent him to heaven. And then another chariot has come. All Brahma, Rudra, and all the demigods have come now. Sir, you have done what has all the activities necessary. Now Jada Dharma, you have established, re-established Dharma. Now it will come back. So saying they disappeared, and Krishna sat in the chariot and disappeared. Krishna was not killed. Krishna was not born. And we must all know this. Krishna was not born and Krishna never died. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, but about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he was considered as a human body, boy. But at least when he revealed himself about his divinity, then we cannot be happy to see him die. So he never died six hours in the sea. If we will be 1 hour in the sea inside, we will die. He was 6 hours floating in that day. It is not, it is all superhuman. He must be a superhuman. So that is aprakṛta, that is transcendental. So his birth and death is transcendental. Now today, it is late, all of you must excuse us, because cooking was late. So now, bhoga arti nidhi kiran.